Ever feel like you're faking it, even when you're killing it? Like, deep down, you secretly believe that everyone else is way more qualified, capable, and cool than you are? Yeah, you're not alone. We've all been there, honey. It's called imposter syndrome, that nagging voice in your head whispering doubts about your achievements and making you question your worth. But guess what? This sneaky little imposter needs to take a hike. On today's episode of High Value Woman, Standards and Self-Worth Daily, we're tackling this beast head-on. We're diving deep into imposter syndrome, exploring its roots, identifying its tricks, and arming you with the tools to silence that inner critic once and for all. You deserve to shine bright, girl. So let's ditch the doubts and own our awesomeness. 5 key takeaways to banish that imposter. First things first, understand that imposter syndrome is more common than you think. Seriously, even successful CEOs, brilliant artists, and rockstar athletes experience it. It's a human thing, not a personal flaw. Think about it, we're constantly bombarded with images of perfection on social media, in the news, and everywhere else. It's easy to feel like we're falling short when comparing ourselves to these curated versions of reality. But remember, those highlight reels rarely show the struggles, the setbacks, or the hard work behind the scenes. Second, recognize the signs. Do you find yourself downplaying your accomplishments? Attributing success to luck instead of talent? Feeling like a fraud even after achieving something significant? Yeah, those are classic imposter syndrome symptoms. It's like constantly wearing invisible armor, shielding yourself from praise and fearing exposure. Third, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts chirping, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports this belief? Often, the answer is nothing but fear whispering lies. Practice replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Tell yourself, I am capable, I am worthy, and I deserve success. Repeat it like a mantra until it starts to sink in. Fourth, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? Lean into those strengths and celebrate your successes. Keep track of your accomplishments, big or small, and remind yourself of how far you've come. Remember that journey is just as important as the destination. Finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can make a world of difference. Sharing your struggles with others can lessen their impact and provide valuable support. You don't have to battle this alone. Think about that last presentation you nailed, the one where you felt like you were practically bursting at the seams with knowledge and confidence. Ever after? Did you maybe attribute it to luck, or just say, well, it wasn't that hard? That, my friend, is imposter syndrome rearing its ugly head. You crushed it, yet you're letting those self-doubt whispers steal your thunder. It's a common pitfall. You pour your heart and soul into something, deliver amazing results, but then you minimize your achievement, attributing it to anything but your own hard work and talent. Next time that happens, stop right there. Give yourself credit where credit is due. Recognize your brilliance and celebrate those wins, big and small. Remember, you're capable of incredible things, and the world needs your unique gifts. So go out there and shine. So, what are we taking away from this empowering journey to slay imposter syndrome? First, remember that you're not alone in this fight. It's a common human experience, so be kind to yourself. Second, recognize the signs, those nagging doubts, the self-deprecating humor, the need to downplay your accomplishments. Third, challenge those negative thoughts head-on. Replace them with positive affirmations and focus on your strengths. And remember, you're worthy of success and recognition. You deserve to own your awesomeness and shine bright. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one specific area where imposter syndrome is holding you back. Is it a new project at work? A personal goal you've been putting off? Once you pinpoint it, develop a plan to address those negative thoughts. Maybe write down 3 positive affirmations about your abilities in that area. Or visualize yourself succeeding. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear this message. Let's spread the love and empower each other to conquer imposter syndrome together. Until next time, stay confident, stay fierce, and remember, you are a high-value woman.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.